This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Let's go. Honestly, I will admit last night was very, very frustrating.
Oh, yeah?
But not concerned. Not concerned.
Okay. I mean, not concerned about what?
Hey, look at me.
Like,
look at me in the eye.
I look at you for 20 hours
look
a week.
Well, it's beautiful, isn't it? Look
it's
at me.
It's all right. It's all right.
Don't play with my yo-yo. I'm not doing this with Warrior Basketball. Lucas, unlock the dang lines. Let's go.
Let's do this.
888-957-9570. You cannot play with my yo-yo. I'm not doing this. We're not running around going, ooh, Jimmy Buckets. We've got Sounders. Jimmy Buckets. We're not going to, oh, Warriors look so much better. Look so much better. Oh, they lost one basketball game. Oh, now they suck. We're not doing this. Sure, sure. That was very frustrating on a number of levels. Make a layup. Buddy Yield. Good Lord.
Yeah, let's get into it.
And the refs. That was a very,
what
very...
What do you mean, Mark?
That was a very wonky night for your fraternity.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, a couple calls, a couple tough ones, and, you know, the whistle was leaned, maybe a little bit against the Warriors, but when you're going up against a team without Lively and AD and, like, six other guys, win the game. Win the damn game.
That's
that game
fair.
Should not have been close enough to where the refs, my brothers and sisters... could have possibly conflated that game and made it so you lost.
I understand that. I'm not going to disagree with you. But again, sometimes we do this. We don't play these games on paper. I understand the Warriors should win that game on paper. But a home team had a star that went crazy. It happens. Like I said, the Wolves lost in their own building to Milwaukee with no Lillard and no Giannis. Please explain. How the hell did the Los Angeles Lakers, as hot as can be, go lose to Utah by double digits? How the hell did they do that? Right? So there was a lot of this last night in the NBA. And so, look, that's not to be as an excuse for the Warriors. Like I said, very frustrating loss. But when you watch them, do they still look better to you, especially in the final 5 minutes of a basketball game? They look better to you than they did a week and a half ago.
They look better.
Okay.
But not good enough, apparently. I mean, not good enough to
beat... It's one game.
I know it's one game, but yeah, we can't go crazy over two games.
Which is why then, I didn't.
I'm just saying, like we've had three games of Jimmy Butler, and you're 2-1, and the one game you lost is the one game you probably should have won. Like, Chicago, fine, they're not very good, and then you come back last night, and you lose a game that you absolutely should have won. You should have been able to hammer Dallas. Yes, Kyrie, let him go for 50 and still win the damn game, but you didn't, and you let them hang around, and you had a late flurry, and you got close, and then you couldn't close it out.
Yeah,
that's bad.
Well, sure, it's bad. Frustrating.
When you're chasing wins and you're chasing the sixth seed, to go out there and have that happen, and I do think that a lot of it was the way Dallas was able to comport themselves, and you know, the officials, you get Jason Kidd 15 feet on the floor and no T, and Steve Kerr gets a T, and Kyrie's going bananas for 2 minutes and he doesn't get a T. So I do think a lot of this is speaking to the fans, where a lot of fans watch the game and they think, where's the equity? Like, where is the
it's
enforcement of the rules? Because I looked at last night and I didn't see that.
It's hard. It's hard to watch sometimes.
It's hard for me to watch as a ref lover.
I know it. And I do not think some sort of a fix is in. I didn't even think that with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I tell you what, man, it's getting harder and harder to watch. And the only thing I can think of that must be happening is they're not changing. We are. That's what I think is going on when it comes to officiating in sports. I don't think they're changing. I think we are. I think two things are true. We have access to so many more angles, pieces, information, slowdown, social media. We have all of this access, and we have a lot less patience. We just do. Like, that's actually a fact. Societally, like, we have a lot less patience because of the speed of everything that now comes through our feed or through our brains or our eyes or whatever. And so when we do not handle it the same way in 2025 when we see something that is obviously wrong. Obviously wrong. I mean, you remember this. Go back. I think, was his name Jim Joyce? Was that my man?
Yep.
Who called the
Armando Galarraga.
Armando Galarraga's perfect game that got ruined by Jim Joyce at first base. Baseball fans will remember this, Detroit Tigers. And he called somebody safe who was out by a half step. And the world back then was mad about it, but able to process it. We wouldn't be anymore. Like, we'd literally lose it. We would lose it because it feels like we have the technology to not let that happen. That's how I felt last night with this kickball thing. I don't understand how that can happen in sports, especially when you stop, you talk again, you talk to both coaches, you look around. During all that time, you're telling me that nobody in New York or Secaucus or whatever, nobody can grab just a quick look at that and whisper into somebody's ear, kickball, warrior ball. Oh, by the way, Jason Kidd is upside down at midcourt. Right, how about a tee? Like, let's do this. And instead, after that whole break, they all rally together and come out with the worst possible thing that you could have done.
Yeah.
Which is give the ball to the wrong team. I can't handle it.
Whistle.
I can't handle it anymore.
Well,
I used to be able to handle that. I now go, you have the info. It's like that Niner-Seattle game. Don't tell me you don't have the view. I can't handle it as a consumer anymore when we can literally see in slow motion the obvious black and white yes or no answer to your question, and then you come out and do the wrong thing.
Right.
It drives me nuts.
Well, and the thing about the inadvertent whistle, when you have that play where Pods throws a pass and the Mavericks player clearly puts his foot in there and you blow the whistle because you see him kick it, and that's not inadvertent. Inadvertent would be if he threw a pass and it didn't touch anything and you accidentally...
I breathed too hard.
And then everyone stops. Like, my bad. That was an inadvertent whistle.
Correct.
The whistle was advertent. You meant to blow the whistle because you saw him kick the ball. And that's to where, for me, you have a hard time because that play is not reviewable. So you huddle up and whatever you do, you go through the whole thing and Jason Kidd's 15 feet on the floor. That is an automatic tee. And as a CYO ref, I have a thing where, you know, if a coach comes out on my floor to argue in a fourth or fifth grade game, that's going to be an automatic.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to use it as an educating moment. But Jason Kidd's been in the association now for almost 40 years. He knows better. And yet, you tee up Steve Kerr earlier in the game for being vehement, not being that far out on the court. So these are the things I think that lead fans to think that the fix might be.
Well, it also led Steve Kerr, I think, to being like sort of annoyingly calm and silent during the subsequent things that happened, because he knew that if he got going again, he's going to get kicked off the floor.
Right.
And therefore, he had to sort of be calm in a time where I didn't really think calm was appropriate. Like, I think coaches should, you know, I've said this for years in press conferences. Refs, when you screw up, yes, I'm sorry. The coach should be able to lay into your butt in the post-game press conference without getting fined. And that was one of those moments. And Steve's not going to do it because he's been fined enough dollars already this year. And in the game, he already had one technical in the hip pocket, so he wasn't going to get kicked out. I understand all of it. But, man, it's hard to watch. It's really hard to watch when you have a rooting interest for a team and you see stuff like this happen. And it goes both ways. I don't think the fix is in or anything like that. It just, I don't know, man. It's all moving too quick for the human eye. And we have the technology to make it right. And for whatever reason, we've sat down, put blindfolds on like children grabbing a pen, and we just stick it on a piece of paper and decide which things are reviewable or not. Stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Exactly.
Kickball is not reviewable. Who the hell decided that? Well, like, why? Out of bounds is reviewable, kickball not reviewable. Why? Who in the hell sat down and decided that? And what are you doing? Why? Somebody needs to explain that to us. Like, there's no good reason for that at all. That's the quickest review in the history of sports. They spent more time talking it out and trying to get the coaches off the court than it would have taken them to walk over, look at a video, and realize they were wrong.
Right. But,
I don't know, man.
And at the same time, I'm looking at the last two-minute report that the NBA sends out after every game, and how many calls do you think they cited as incorrect in the last 2 minutes of that game?
None.
Correct? Zero.
Right.
Zero calls, and I'm seeing there are 13 plays they reviewed, and according to the NBA, the refs went 13 for 13,
yeah, good
and the
for
one
you.
That everybody wants to talk about is the charge on Jimmy Butler, where Kyrie...
I had no issue with that.
Right.
I had no issue with that.
They,
it was a charge.
And they've actually listed this as a correct call.
Yeah, I agree
and,
with them.
You know, that to me was 50-50, but you look at the totality of the game and the kickball and everything else, and yeah, we can all look at the refs, and I'm wearing the ref shirt today to try to highlight the fact that, you know, the refs are a factor.
To try to troll us.
Maybe. It also fits me great, and it was cold out there.
It looks good on you.
It was rainy, so I had to layer up today.
I wouldn't say stripes are slimming. I hate referee dibs.
I got stripes on stripes today, so okay. Yeah. You know, Abundant Life coming up here in about an hour and change.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, as am I. For me, the bigger issue with last night was the issue they've had all year is you suck at making layups.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You can't make a four-footer.
No.
Any of you.
The loss is on the Warriors. Kyrie was great and the Warriors weren't. There's my news story.
Yep. It's a headline.
Yeah, yeah. Written by Associated Press. Click send. There you go. There's my game story for last night. It doesn't change the fact that that the officiating stunk, and I've now learned why they call it the two-minute report. I think that's how long they take putting it together. Okay? We're going to take 2 minutes to look at all of our calls. Yep, look good, look good, look good. Green check. All right, send. So forget the two-minute report. And quite frankly, let's put that frustrating part aside. I have a different question for you and for all of our listeners. And Warriors Live starts in an hour and a half. Okay, there are no guests today, just you. And we've got another knockout spot to give away and all the fun stuff that we always do. But we would really love to hear from you. And I think this is a good place to start after a night like last night. 888-957-9570. What do the Warriors do with Buddy Hield? What are we doing here? This is I'm sorry, this is a problem. It's a problem, and I would like to start out by apologizing to every single body who has ever taken in a Sacramento Kings game who tried to tell us, and I was excited as anybody. I lost a drink bet over this guy because I was so excited with the way he was playing ball in November. Great, let's drink. I'm at games screaming Buddy Buckets. Lovely Christie's like, sit down and stop saying that. It's embarrassing. Please. But I was excited by the guy. And everyone who's ever seen a Kings game just sat there. And you know what? Turnabout is fair play. They looked at me and they went, oh, that's adorable.
Mm.
It's adorable that you think Buddy Hield.
They used adorable on you? That's your word.
It is adorable you think that Buddy Hield is a winning basketball player.
What's your problem with Buddy? He made a shot last night.
He sure did. One.
Of nine.
One shot.
And he was only a minus 21?
But you know what? Yeah, minus 21 in a four-point game. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't do this to athletes. If you miss shots, cold streaks, hot streaks.
What's your thing? Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It's all you got.
Yeah.
But Buddy.
Oh.
Buddy, you need to know how to play basketball.
Are you asking him to not shoot his shot?
I'm not asking him to not shoot. I'm asking him to stop making so many mistakes. I'm asking you to stop throwing bad passes.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to have some sort of a clue on what you're doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I'm asking the Warriors to look for ways to get less minutes for Buddy Hield on the court. What do y'all want to do with Buddy Hield? I propose Buddy Hield. Let's let somebody else go onto the floor. 888-957-9570. If you want to claim a spot in the knockout tournament on the Chase Center court, 4 o'clock is going to be your time. That's going to be when you get the keyword. And then once you have the keyword, we'll go from there. We're sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems. We're looking for your calls. What do y'all want to do with Buddy Hield? 888-957-9570, the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Second free throw, Curry missed it. Tip rebound, Matt Dow. Has it. Curry missed the free throw that would have given the Warriors the lead. Dallas calls a timeout with 35.1. Unbelievable. Stephen Curry might go down when his career is done as the best free throw shooter of all time.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, and there was actually a flurry on our text line as we were just talking about Buddy Hield of like, hey, Steph Curry makes bad passes. Steph Curry misses shots.
Yep.
Steph Curry makes mistakes. Right.
Buddy Hield, no turnovers last night.
And your point is,
yep.
What are we trying to say here? I mean, that's Steph Curry. Steph Curry has also bailed you out. Steph Curry has also single-handedly won games. Hell, you could argue that Steph Curry has single-handedly won championships or at least games in championship series, game four, Boston, what have you. Like, I don't know. I'm as patient as they come when it comes to fans watching players. And I'm not sitting here today telling you, like, get Buddy Hield off of the team or anything like that. I'm just saying that right now this isn't working, and it appears that teammates are starting to get frustrated. And if there are some other options, and maybe until Jonathan Kuminga comes back, there aren't. I understand that. But if there are some other options to lower his minutes right now, give him a breather, let him watch the game for a little bit, I'd do it. I'd do it. Because right now, he is a net negative on both sides of the floor.
Well, last night, for sure. And, you know, when you go 1-for-9 and you're a minus 21, it's easy to look at it and go, yeah, you were a net negative, but he was not the only one. And if you look at what they were last night from three, they were 10-for-35. So if you take out his 1-for-6, they were 9-for-29, which is not good. So it's not like he was the only guy who kind of held them down. You couldn't make layups and you couldn't hit threes and you certainly couldn't defend Kyrie Irving. And, you know, I laid it out and I watched all Kyrie's baskets and I didn't include the Moses Moody senseless foul on the three-point shot where, you know, people can complain whether or not Kyrie was actually going to shoot the three. Moses Moody had his arm straight in the picnic basket and Kyrie knows what that means, and so he rised up or he rose up and he made it look like he was shooting a three and he got the foul.
Yeah, but so, that's but it's also there's a rule for that when it's what's called a
right.
swing through.
But he actually made it look like he was shooting the ball.
Not really. He threw up his left hand. Was Kyrie suddenly going to shoot
hand,
the ball left
because
handed?
His right hand was being corralled by Moses Moody.
I disagree with
so
that.
So you could look
that's
at
that's a two shot foul.
Whatever it is, whatever. Moses Moody defensively, that was a terrible play to try to reach in on on the play in that spot. So we can look at Buddy Hield and 1-for-9, and we can blame Buddy. And I'm not sure if you're doing that for last night.
No, I'm not.
It's a bigger picture for Buddy Hield, but
100%.
I wonder what the fix is, because you don't have a lot of other options.
Yeah, I'm not talking like this. This would not be, to me, a fair point if it was just last night.
Right.
Everybody has bad games. Buddy has had 3 bad months.
Well, they all had a bad game last night, except for...
We can let that sink in. Buddy was really good, and then he stopped being good and has rarely been good since he stopped being good.
That's unfair, but...
It's not unfair. It's
true. He had 3 straight good games, and then he had a couple of bad games.
When did he have 3 straight good games?
Against Utah, he was 4-of-8 from 3. Against the Lakers, 4-of-9 from 3. Against Chicago, 4-of-9 from 3.
Yeah, but that's...
Those are good games.
Those are... No, see, I disagree. Like, you don't have a good game just because you hit a few three-pointers.
That's what his job is.
No, his job is actually to be a basketball player for the Golden State Warriors. That means that you have to make smart plays. You have to make smart passes. You have to play on both ends of the floor. I know you may not be the most talented defender, but you have to do these things. And again, I'm very big. You don't have to be. I'm very big on body language. It's one of the things that has shaped my opinion about Jordan Poole through the years. And I feel like the Warrior players are starting to get frustrated with him.
Well, last night, for sure.
In general, like, I don't think you look that way on national TV or even local TV if it's like the first time. When you start looking exasperated with your teammate, that means it's been over and over and over and over again. And that's what I'm reading right now. That's what I'm reading. And if that's the case, then his role needs to be diminished.
In place of whom?
Well...
And that
is
that,
a fair...
It's easy to just say, bench him. Well, okay, who are you going to play?
I didn't say bench him.
I know.
I said diminish.
Right.
And so if that means more minutes, and I know Pods and Moody, for example, already got a lot of minutes last night, but if that means more combinations that push that 28 minutes from Buddy last night down to 20, I'm in on that. And I am talking about also when Jonathan Kuminga comes back.
Sure.
There has to be a message sent that this is not the way you play basketball. This is too loose.
I get it.
It's too loose.
You're a team that does rely a lot on the three ball, and if you don't have Buddy at least as a threat to shoot the three, and even though he's had a little bit of a scuffle, and I mentioned 3 straight games where he actually shot it well, last night was not one of them, if you don't have Buddy Hield out there to shoot the three, who do you have? You've got Quentin Post and Steph, and
Pods and Moody shoot it just as well as he does right now.
Well,
like, if you want to look over the last 2 months, like, they shoot it just as well. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's a threat that they aren't, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of like about the ball going in. Moses Moody hits just as many, he hits it at just as good of a rate as Buddy Hield does right now, at least.
Shooting it maybe, what, 3 times a game?
Less, fewer times. He also has a lot less minutes until recently. So that's all I'm saying. I think he's right now. He's a better player. This isn't like don't leave and don't ever come back.
I get it.
This isn't like I'm punishing you. This just isn't working. He's just making poor basketball plays. And listen to Mike Dunleavy, man. This was a big, big deal last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now where we stand, I mean, we've kind of talked about it as the playoffs begin now. Every night matters.
Yeah.
Last night was just a huge. You know, it felt like losing game 5 on the road in a playoff series is really what it felt like. So that's how it's going to be for the next, 28, 30 games, however many we have left. Every night matters. I mean, these standings are so tight. Usually every night you're playing not only playing the standings, but you may be playing a tiebreaker. Last night was a tiebreaker game for us against the Mavericks, and these games are counting doubles. So I would hope, everybody understands that, feels it, the players, the coaches. I mean, we got to be in playoff mode. That's the situation we put ourselves in right now with kicking some of these games throughout the year, which have been really, really disappointing. But, if you like the playoffs, might as well get it started early.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Last night was a tiebreaker game with Dallas. If I'm not mistaken, tonight is a tiebreaker game?
Warriors are 2-1 versus Houston so far.
Okay, so what happens if they lose? That tiebreaker just becomes null and void and it goes to the next tiebreaker?
I'll double check if they have a fifth game scheduled, but I would imagine they don't.
Right, so in theory,
they don't.
In theory, this could be a tiebreaker game. In other words, you
right.
could, and you're probably not.
You're assuming that you're going to climb up and no, have I'm a tiebreaker.
I'm not assuming anything. It's just you'd like to have that in your hip pocket.
You would. And Dallas
Houston's
has
lost a lot of basketball games lately.
You have Dallas one more time, and that to me feels much more like a possible tiebreaker with Dallas. And you know, you're now down 2-1 in those games. And you know, you mentioned Moses, and he's shooting 35% from three since he started really getting actual minutes going back to early January. So he's been better, and Buddy's been a little bit worse, although he's had some good games. For me, it comes down to more about the fit defensively, and if Moses is going to play the four, and that's where Steve likes to play him, and you don't have Kuminga, and you're not playing TJD, and Looney doesn't play much, so Moses is now in the group of power forwards. Who's your shooting guard?
Yeah, no, it's a completely fair response
I wonder,
giving.
You know,
and
really
it's
quick,
not
Houston. Yeah. They do have another game against Houston coming up. They play five games.
They
against
play
Houston.
Five.
Oh, okay.
They had an in-season tournament game against Houston.
That's right.
Gotcha.
So actually, the Warriors could.
They'd have to win one of the next two to get the tiebreaker.
But they can firmly take the tiebreaker if they win tonight. And again,
correct,
they're probably not going to catch Houston. But Houston is falling apart. Houston has lost a ton of basketball games the last 2.5 weeks. So anyway, let's hear from you. 888-957-9570, Steve in Oakland. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling.
Hey, appreciate it, man. I'm surprised I got through so easy. Honestly, you know, I can't sit there and watch four quarters of basketball like I used to, but I watched the Warrior game overall last night. And during crunch time, you got to make some defensive adjustments. You can't have Steph on the court on a really important defensive possession, in my opinion. And Steve Kerr sometimes, to me, kind of falls asleep at the wheel when it comes to decision-making. Also, Sid Beal, if he's not making shots, and play someone else. Jackson Davis is on the bench. Post, he looks like he's lively on his feet. He's quick on his feet. He can shoot. He's 7 foot. Give him some playing time.
Well,
play some different combinations.
Yeah, Steve, that's fair. It's totally fair. I mean, you did bring up two centers when you talked about bringing Buddy Hield out. And so, Steve, thanks very much. I think Dibbs's point, and it's a fair one, is that in this moment, when you trade Andrew Wiggins and Dennis Schroeder, yeah, like, you don't have a whole lot of options as far as who can handle the two guard duties, which, again, is more about who you guard than it is about what you're doing on offense. Moses Moody has even recently said 2-3-4, pretty much the same thing in today's NBA, but not on the defensive side of the ball. And you spotlighted a moment where Moses Moody had big problems trying to guard Kyrie. A bunch of people did.
They all did.
He might be the hardest guard in the entire world. I mean, he is famous for his one-on-one moves. He is phenomenal and very, very difficult to guard. But we also have to say this, like, if you're going to get that frustrated about last night's game, here's something that's real. They missed Wiggins. They missed him last night.
Well, he wouldn't guard Kyrie. I mean,
he could.
I don't think anyone could.
Well, like, he got better shot than just about anybody else they got on the roster right now.
Well, GP2 would be the guy.
Yeah, but GP2's not a 30-minute guy.
Well, he played 16 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you thought that he could guard Kyrie, then here's an idea. Play him more. And I ran down every field goal that he made, and I did it with our show thread, and I just watched it on NBA.com, and you all can do that. Go to the box score and click on the field goal made, and a video pops up of every shot that they were taking.
Yep.
And a lot of those where GP2 was on him, and they ran a little screen roll, and then whoever was guarding the screener had to guard him.
They would switch.
And then Kyrie went by him. And, you know, Kyrie scored on everybody. He scored on Gary. He scored on Buddy. He scored on Jimmy and Draymond and Steph and Quentin. He scored on everybody.
He's phenomenal. He's Kyrie Irving.
Well, here's an
He's
idea.
He's Uncle Drew.
Stop somebody else.
Well, yeah, Steve Kerr laid down on the sword after the game and said, look, we finally started in the fourth quarter running at him to get the ball out of his hands. It helped a little bit, and I probably waited too long to do that. So he fell on the sword there.
Right.
And he's probably right. Yes, like when you see a star who's going off, you got to address that right away, especially in a night like last night where, let's be honest, Dallas has very, very few other options.
Yeah.
Max Christie had a really good night. He had it going a little bit. But who the hell is Dallas really turning to if you can at least stop Kyrie from being so incessant with the way he was scoring?
Well, they'll turn to Olivier Maxence Prosper.
Whatever you just said,
they'll turn to Najee Marshall or Kyler Kelly or Brandon Williams. Basically, Kyrie scored 42 of the 111. And, like, you still couldn't win that game?
Yep.
He had almost half their points, and you had no answer. And for Steve to say, you know, by the fourth quarter, we realized, what, maybe we should start doubling him, that's not okay. It's not okay for you to need 36 minutes of basketball to figure out that their one really good player is killing you.
Here's what Steve Kerr said last night, and this is twofold. First, he's talking about the first half and just did not think the guys were ready to play.
I just think it took us too long to start playing and really focusing and, locking in on executing at both ends. And we messed around with the game for too long and then left ourselves vulnerable. And obviously they cashed in. They did a great job.
Okay, and now he's talking about late in the game.
I didn't think there was anything, you know, egregious or any huge mistakes or anything like that. I just think, like I said, we left the game in the balance because of our poor play earlier in the game. And then, when you do that and the other team is at home and we got a guy like Kyrie who forces your hand and, you know, we left ourselves vulnerable. And, it's disappointing.
There it is from Steve Kerr last night. Let's keep going with your phone calls. John in Modesto here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I appreciate taking the call.
Yeah, man.
So you were asking about who can play, right? So basically, why don't we move Jimmy to the two and then put G. Santos, until Kuminga comes back, into the four and basically get them a little bit more size? Part of the reason why they were getting killed is, you know, from a size perspective, they're pretty small. And when you got Buddy Hield in there, who's already a liability, you compound it. So when you look, if you look at the plus minus, when the Warriors really lose a lot of their is when they go super small. And then when do they get back? When they start putting some of the bigger guys in, and it's just clockwork. And so I think that's a potential solution is getting a little bit bigger, putting G. Santos in there along with Jimmy at the two.
John, thanks. I do think, and again, I'm going to admit that these rotations and these ideas that we all have can be a little bit harder to execute than we make it sound like. You know, Jimmy Butler, can he be the two? Sure, he can. A little bit of a bigger guy. I'll just say this. Guy Santos appears to be a winning basketball player. And it doesn't mean that he's ever going to fill up a box score, but he does a lot of little things right when it comes to rebounding, when it comes to defense, when it comes to positioning, when it comes to passing the ball. Guy Santos is somebody who's helpful. And so, sure, I'd like to see a little more of him. And kind of he gives me the feels that Buddy doesn't. Like, he makes the right play. Buddy often makes the wrong play. And that's kind of what then we get triggered where it's like, dude, if you're hitting your three-point shot, we can deal with some stuff. But when you don't hit it, he really suddenly stands out like a sore thumb.
Right, and Guy, a guy who played 12 minutes and took no shots. So if you want Guy to play, you got to have him play with the right lineup, because if Guy's out there with Draymond and he's out there with Kevon Looney, well, now you've got three guys who probably won't score.
No,
and
Guy, but he can shoot.
Well, he didn't.
Right, I mean, but he can. He didn't fire.
He's allowed to.
Well, but he makes it. He can shoot.
He can shoot.
That's the point.
You played 12 minutes and you didn't shoot.
Yeah,
so it's not like you're out there looking for your shot. To your point, he did have 7 rebounds and he was a plus 10 when he was out there.
Yep.
So if you're going to play Guy, you're not going to play him thinking, all right, Guy, we're going to go ahead and run the offense through you. Go get yours, Guy.
All right, Guy.
I mean, Guy is more like an athletic Kevon. You're asking him to go out there and do everything else other than score.
Yeah, but again, like, I don't mind him out there because he does have the ability to stretch the floor. We've seen it before. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to put him in that loony category of like, well, we don't even need to pay attention to him. If Guy Santos is left alone for a three-pointer, I'm pretty comfortable with that shot.
I mean, he'll shoot it.
Yeah.
Right. But, I mean, how many times has he shot the ball from three this year?
I don't know how much he's looking for it.
He shot 51 times in 29 games.
Okay.
So
how many of them have gone in?
21.
That's a really good percentage.
Five, yeah.
That's over 40%.
So you give him maybe one three a game, one or two, and he's a guy who just does not look to score, and you don't want him to score. It's not what your offense is designed to do. So if you're playing Gee, you're not thinking, all right, Gee, get in there and give us 10 to 12. You're putting him in there to be a glue guy like a GP2 or like Kavon, and so that's his role. Can he shoot? Yeah, of course.
925 says he's deferring too much. He becomes less aggressive. He backs off shooting for some reason, you know? And maybe that's true. Like, you're a young player who was just getting his minutes. Team acquires Jimmy Butler, right? Steph Curry's out there. You're starting to get the first meaningful minutes of your career. You knock down some shots. I get it. You might start being like, whoa, you know what I mean? Like, how far am I taking this here? Because, as you just said, you're not running the offense through him. But I tell you what, of all the people on the Warrior roster right now who I'm comfortable with taking a three-point shot and feeling like it might go in, he's on the list. He's definitely on the list. So, anyway, Jason in Central Valley next up. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, boys? Thank you again for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I called the other day saying that two-guard position is something that looks like needs to be addressed in the offseason and just, I know Buddy Hield's under contract for the next couple of years, but, you know, I just don't know if that's going to be sustainable. Like you guys saying, if he's shooting it well, you know, no one has anything to say. But, I mean, with respect to Kyrie Irving, I mean, he's just a bad matchup for everybody. But at the same time, it's like, still firmly on that boat. Go get Melton. Maybe we can just use Buddy Hield as insurance behind that. So, yeah, let me know what you guys think about that for now. Thank you again for your time.
Yeah. Jason, yeah. Thanks. I mean,
it's a no on Melton.
Why?
Because he's coming off an ACL.
So what? He was coming off an injury this year.
Not an ACL.
No.
He was coming off a back issue. So you have a guy tear his ACL in November, and you're expecting him to come back and be something come next November? No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how ACLs
work. To me, there are other options, yeah.
Okay. DeAnthony Melton, because of those injuries, when you start talking about how the Warriors, because of the Butler contract, because of what they want to do with Kuminga, they're going to be out on the market looking for minimum salaries, that's exactly who you want. That's probably what you can get him for next year. And the bigger point for me is not so much about next year, it's about this year. As we sit here looking at it and go, man, who's your two guard? Yeah, it was supposed to be DeAnthony Melton, and they have not been able to replace him. They've tried twice. They had Dennis Schroeder, and then Dennis left for a trade, and you bring in Butler while Kuminga's hurt, and you're like, all right, we'll do Buddy Hield right now, and you're 0-2. You're 0-2 in replacing the role that DeAnthony Melton was supposed to play.
Yeah, I think you're being a little bit too short with Buddy Hield, and I think the sample size since Jimmy's been here is too small to look at. And yeah, Buddy's coming off a bad game. I'm not ready to throw out the Buddy with the bathwater because when he can shoot, when he gets hot, he gives you something that nobody else can on this roster. And yeah, Pods can shoot the three a little bit.
Sometimes.
Miss me with Gee Santos. Gee is not ready to step forward and be a regular contributor. And anybody else you want to throw in there at the two guard, you don't have another option other than a Buddy Hield.
Yeah, Gee's not a two, but I think you're being a little hard on him. He's a winning basketball player. I love it when he's out there. All right, here's what's on tap for the weekend. All-Star Weekend, as you know, and it's brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. Tomorrow, you got Rising Stars practice, 2:30 at Chase Center. The Celebrity Game is at 4 p.m. at Oakland Arena. Rising Stars game, Chase Center, 6 p.m. Then we get to the weekend. Saturday, All-Star practice, Oakland Arena, 11 to 2. Right after that, you've got the HBCU Classic at Oakland Arena at 2. All-Star Saturday night, Skills Challenge, three-point contest, slam dunk contest, Chase Center, 5 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the actual game, 74th, NBA All-Star Game, Chase Center, 5 o'clock. And that is what's on tap for the weekend. Brought to you by AC Transit, driving the East Bay since 1960. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. We are 1 hour away from the knockout keyword plus the start of Warriors Live with an early tip in Houston tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll keep taking your calls, those of you on hold, on this Buddy Hield situation. 888-957-9570. Also, though, coming up next, I want to get into this conversation. Steve Kerr last night was mad at the NBA schedule makers. and he has a point. At the same time, I think there's something right now that the NBA players and coaches are putting out to their fans that's really, really damaging. So we can get into that coming up next. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.